Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are cases just like this one where you will have opportunity to minister to somebody you don't know. But if that person does get saved, that's the beginning. They now need to get somewhere to get fed, to get discipled, to begin to grow so that they don't slip back into the old lifestyle, right? And so because of that, the Lord's going to use you more with people who know you and people you know and people you get to know and develop relationships, because He's not just interested in people getting born again. He's interested in people growing up as sons and daughters of His. That takes time. That takes involvement in your life. And that's going to come through relationships. Everybody say relationships. Relationships and friendships. And that's what the Lord is counting on. That's what I'm counting on with you in this church, that you are not so consumed with your own life that you let God build you up in this church and in your own private fellowship with Him, and that you are available and you make friends here and on the job and at school and other places, and you don't try to push Jesus down their throat, but that they can see Jesus in your life. They can see results in your family, and you are ministering to people all the time. Without even calling it ministry necessarily, but you are. People get ministered to just by hanging with you. Just by going to lunch, and you didn't even quote a scripture, but they just like being around you because you have life. Because you're not depressed. Because you're free. You have faith. Amen? Amen? That's being a witness. In 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and the 7th verse, He said, "The end of all things is at hand." This was written how long ago? Many centuries ago. And if the end of all things was at hand then, what is it now? Whew. "Be ye therefore" what? "Sober and watch unto prayer, and above all things." Now, did you hear this? "Above all things, have fervent love among yourselves." No wonder the Lord told me, teach the people how to love each other. Amen. "Above all things, have" what? "Love." Fervent love. This is not, you know, passive. This is aggressive love. Fervent love. I mean, you get up in the morning and you're thinking about people. How can I help them? Somebody comes to work, a new person at your job, and, you know, don't bug them and pester them and make them think you're a religious nut. I mean, just love them and pray for them and care about them and be a friend. Amen? Amen. Realize Christians have a language of their own. Sanctified. Redeemed. Holy Ghost. Ghosts? Sometimes you have to realize how people are hearing you. Huh? You shake and talk in tongues and talk about ghosts? You'll scare them. Right? They're not ready for all that yet. They need a friend. Somebody that cares where they live or die. Somebody that doesn't want something from them. Wants to give them something. And after a while, they'll want to know who your best friend is. And you'll introduce them to him. He says, "Have fervent love among yourselves, for love will cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging," or one translation says, "without grumbling." I've said it again, I'm going to keep saying it. I guess as long as I'm around here, you'll hear me say this. It is music to my ears when I hear that you have been hospitable to somebody. You have blessed somebody. We get notes all the time. They keep coming in. "I came to your church and oh, everybody was so nice to me. People just loved me and hugged me and put money in my pocket and Somebody paid my hotel bill. Somebody filled my tank with gas before I left town. Somebody fed me and wouldn't let me pay. Somebody gave me a shirt. Somebody gave me a knife. Somebody blessed me. Somebody bought me a ticket to a show. Oh, I love it. Do you like that? That is part of our Christian witness. Amen. We're givers. Is it biblical? Is it scriptural?
Yes.
Fervent love among yourselves. Use hospitality toward one another. Everybody say hospitality. Is this a hospitable church?
Yes.
Do we excel in hospitality?
Yes.
Believe with me. Pray with me about this. We're going to develop resources. We're going to have a bunch of money.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to do stuff for people and not scrimp.
Hallelujah.
Right? We'll bless people. We'll fly people in from other countries. How about that?
Amen.
Fly missionaries in.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
Put them in a nice place.
Hallelujah.
Man, it can be encouraging. Take a man in, take a woman in. We took some people just not long ago and ran them up to Springfield and took them in some shops and just said, get you some stuff. Buy some, get one of those shirts. Get that dress. Get that outfit. Get those pants. And bought them some new stuff. That encourages you.
Amen.
Doesn't it? Am I the only one that can do that?
No.
You can do that? You say, well, I wish I could. If I could afford it, I'd sure like to. You ain't got it yet. Say, I can do it. It starts inside. It starts with a vision. It starts in your mouth. Start believing it. And you don't have to wait till you can buy somebody $1,000 something. Buy them a $10 something. Buy them a $5 something. Amen? And don't just do it off the top of your head. You can waste money. You can waste seed like that. Be led. The Lord will show you. He'll hook you up. You'll be at the right place at the right time, and they'll be looking at something, and you'll have the money in your pocket to do it. Amen? And it'll be a blessing, and it'll be expression of the love of God, and they'll go home thinking, God loves me. Why would He deal with them to do that? I mean, just do spontaneous things by the direction and leading of the Spirit. Phyllis and I have stopped before, and somebody was at a pump, you know, pumping their gas. We didn't know them, never saw them before, and just jumped out and paid for it. In line with somebody in the cafeteria, never saw them before in our life, and said, put their ticket on ours. They said, do we know you? He said, no. And I remember those guys in that cafeteria, they came over, an older couple, and they came over and said, why'd you do that? And I said, we're Christians. They said, we are too. I said, great. He looked at me and shook his head and went back to... Some people they have not a clue how to receive. They don't even understand that God is a good God.
Amen.
And that these kind of things should be happening all over the body.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that can do that?
No.
Certainly. I know you've done things like this. Some of you hadn't done as much. Stir up. I'm a witness. Say it out loud. I'm a witness. He said, use hospitality one to another without grudging, without grumbling. Oh, I got a bunch of people come in. I'm going to have to cook for them. What am I going to do? No grumbling. Everybody say, no grumbling. Rejoice that you got a place where you could entertain. Be glad that you could buy food. Amen. Be glad, rejoice. Don't treat it as an expense. Treat it as sowing. Sowing, investing where you get a return on your seed sown. As every man, verse 10, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If you use what you have to minister to others, He'll give you more. He'll increase. If you're a good steward of what He's given you. He goes on to say, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God gives, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. God's graced you. He's called you. He's equipped you. He's empowered you. He's enabled you. Not just to sit on the couch and go, ooh, but to make a difference in somebody's life. Amen.
Amen?
We are a church full of witnesses and a church full of ministers. The word minister literally means to serve. And we're talking about service. You're called to be a good soldier in the army of the Lord, the Bible talks about. Are you in the service? Do you have a service? Yes, you do. You're in the service. Are you of service? Sometimes you hear people, they talk about, well, you know, I just, you know, so much is going on and they just keep using me to do this and doing that. And I just feel like I'm being used. Same people that for months and years got on the floor and cried, oh, God, use me. Oh, God, use me. Please, God, use me. Let me become useful some way. And now they're going, I just feel like I'm being used. Well, now, which one? You can have it both ways. You either want to be used or you don't. Being used of God, being of service, is going to impact and affect your schedule. It's going to get into your lifestyle, right? It's not always going to be convenient for you. It's not always going to seem like a good time money-wise. But friend, when people need you, that's when they need you. Not when it's convenient for you. And by the grace of God, you can be used to meet needs all over the place. Stand up on your feet, why don't you? Lift up your hands and give God praise for calling you, anointing you, giving you the ability and opportunity to be used of Him. I want us to pray a prayer and make a commitment. Hallelujah. You said out loud, thank you, Father, for being so good to me. Thank you for choosing me. What an honor it is to be chosen of you. And thank you for using me to be a witness, to be a light, to be a representative of you, an ambassador of yours. Thank you. I believe you can use me to make a difference in other people's lives, to minister to others, to be of service to the church, to your kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just lift your hands and praise Him a little bit longer. Father, I just pray your anointing over the people. And I ask for an enriching. I ask for an increase in ability and grace and anointing. People who've not found their grace yet, help them to identify it. People who have not found their gifts and callings and anointings yet, help them to see it. Remind them. Help them to see it clearly and know what their grace and their abilities are, where their place to operate is, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, and I say it out loud, this church will not be a church of spectators. This church will not just be a church of receivers and takers only. This church is a church of givers, a church of ministers, a church of servants of the Lord full time. In Jesus' name, doing the work of the ministry. Amen. Praise God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thank you.